name is Harvey Milk, and I want to recruit you. I want to recruit
activist Harvey Milk in 1977 became one of the first openly gay elected officials in the U.S. A year later, he was assassinated in San Francisco's City Hall. That year, future Broadway composer Andrew Lippa was only 14 years old. But as time went by, he grew more aware of Harvey Milk. And in 2013, Lippa premiered an hour-long choral work, I Am Harvey Milk, which has since been heard around the country. It comes to us this month, courtesy of the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is its leader, Aaron Howe. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. It's so great to be here.
This work from the beginning was associated with gay men's choruses.
Yes. The artistic director of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus contacted Andrew Lippa because he was familiar with his work through other things and asked him to do just kind of a small work to commemorate Harvey Milk. But Andrew Lippa, very passionate about Harvey Milk, asked if he could compose, you know, an entire cantata or 12-movement work. And so other gay men's choruses got together to finance this, commission this work, and it was performed first by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, but subsequently by others. And I think it's time, and I'm very excited that we get to perform it for the first time here in New Mexico.
And you saw the LA performance, which was at Disney Hall in LA.
Yes, and I was so taken by it. I knew I wanted to do it immediately, but the time wasn't quite right financially, and it takes a lot to put it together.
How big is the Gay Men's Chorus?
It holds firm at about 60 members.
And the chorus represents a pretty wide age range.
We have guys that are in their 20s, and we have also guys that are in their 80s.
Have you found that maybe the younger guys were not as aware of Harvey Milk before they started on this project?
Oh, yes. And for a lot of people who have been involved in this project, it's felt like this needs to be an educational work, not just doing it for the celebration of Harvey Milk, but also to educate.
Has this emotional connection to Harvey Milk made the process of rehearsing this piece different from previous programs you put together?
I think that when music is wonderful, people do get emotional and they have feelings of connection. But I think this goes way deeper for us. There's a song in there called Sticks and Stones. It's about how we use names to characterize people, the big word being faggot. Back in the 70s, that was one of the things that Harvey Milk was decrying, that people were being dehumanized that way. So that's a very powerful, if almost uncomfortable, song to sing. Then, of course, the finale called Tired of the Silence, encouraging us to come out. And all of us have a coming out story, whether it was at 6 years old, we were, you know, flaming, or if it's much later on in life. You know, even Harvey, he didn't come out until his 40s, where he was really open about it. He's kind of similar to a lot of us, really, that it takes a while, but once we finally cross that threshold, we can do powerful things.
Aaron Howe conducts the New Mexico Gay Men's Chorus and guest artists in I Am Harvey Milk by Tony-nominated Broadway composer Andrew Lippa. It's this month in Santa Fe and Rio Rancho. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.